If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Genesis this morning, first book in the Bible. The devil's greatest message. The devil's greatest message. Let me say, the devil started preaching this message to Adam and Eve, and he hadn't quit since then. Men and women fell for it then. We're still falling for it today. And as we look for just a few minutes of this, we're going to compare what God says to what the devil said. And how many of us are falling for what the devil said in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, all of us knows this is the fall of man. This is where the serpent, well, we'll read it. But we'll start in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Sounds like Satan, don't it? For God doeth know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing the good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. That was the first man-made religion. Trying to hide their sins, trying to hide their self. Man has been doing that ever since then, trying to hide what they do. Pray for my voice this morning. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Let me stop there a minute, men. God is still calling the men of the house. The man of the house is still supposed to be man of the house and have a backbone and stand up and say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Today, most of the kids run the house. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to pick on the ladies that them and their husbands are no longer together. I realize some of you's got to be man and woman of the house. And I feel sorry for you. But what I'm trying to say is God did put the man over the woman. He did not put the man over the woman to rule her with an iron fist. He put the man over the woman to rule her with love and honor and to cherish her. As a matter of fact, in the chapter before us, he took the rib out from under a man's heart and made woman to be loved and cherished. He didn't take her to be beat on. He didn't take her to be stepped on. He took you are to love your wives. But anyway, men, we need to be the men of our house. God is still calling the men, and I don't know why we put that in there. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? How thou hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And let me say, God already knew he did. And the man said, the woman. Notice what man does. It's always somebody else's fault. It ain't mine. The woman whom thou givest me. God, you give her to me, and then she give me the food. Notice that. The woman whom thou givest to me, with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the woman, now look at the woman, what the woman did. She didn't do no better. What is this that thou had done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. It's always somebody else's fault. It's never mine. Me and you need to look in the mirror. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, dear God, for Calvary. Lord, I pray that You'd help us now. This simple little message, Lord, I pray that You'd take it and let it speak to somebody this morning, Lord. Lord, have Your way, and we'll give You honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You say, why do you call Satan a preacher? The Bible itself says Satan himself has ministers. Satan has his preachers. Satan himself was an angel. But Satan is a preacher who never stops or never lets up in preaching. He is the devil. For 6,000 years, he's tried to deceive men and women, to make you think that you can't be saved or you are all right, that you don't need this, that this is a waste of time. And we see all this in Genesis chapter 3. But first of all, we wanted to see that he wants you to believe that the Word of God is not true. Look in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of ever. Have God said? You know what God said is old fashioned. We don't need that no more. You don't need to know that you must be born again. And John 3:3 still says, Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The devil said, well, that's old fashioned. This bloody religion that the preacher keeps talking about, the three spikes up there, the crown of thorns, oh, that's old fashioned. We don't need that. Have God really said that the shedding of blood is the remission of sin? Hath God really said that His only Son must die upon a cross? Hath God really said this? Or is Gospel Way Baptist Church and is these other churches that's standing on the Word of God and standing on the blood and standing on the blood, are they just old-fashioned? Well, Wayne, you shouldn't talk about your salvation experience. So everybody's going to think you just got a big mouth. I mean, that's what the devil's going to tell. Well, hath God really said this? And people's falling for it. You know, one of the first things when people calls to ask about a church, and I love kids. Thank God for kids. But you know, one of the first things they asked, what have you got for our kids? Well, we got preaching, we got singing, we're doing a youth choir thing, we have Christmas play, we do this, we do that. Well, do you have a softball team? Do you have a gym? Do you have a separate church for them to go into? No, I'm just going to be honest with you. Our kids need to be out here with us. How are they to learn how to behave? How are they going to learn what Jesus is like? Well, they might see somebody shout. Well, glory to God. Let them see somebody shout. A lot of teenagers has never seen nobody shout. We went to a church one night. I was preaching at this little church in Far City. And this old man, Lord got all over him. Son, he began to run. He began to shout, and the couple with us. She said, I didn't know what to do. She said, I'd never seen nothing like that. It was good. It was sweet. I was preaching, and he's running everywhere. What I'm trying to say, do you really need to carry on like that? If God's in it, carry on like that. Does God really say it? You must be born again? Listen at lost my place. Listen at Ephesians 5 and verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Well, preacher, you can't do that today. Everywhere you go, there's sin. Yes, they are. We know that. But you don't have to participate in them. We heard a couple make this statement. Well, our son has trouble keeping a job because he'll see somebody smoking a joint and it tempts him. And he can't work there. Wait a minute. Your kid goes to school, don't he? He sees all this going on in school. All of us are tempted. It's up to me and you to teach our children right from wrong. It's up to me and you to avoid, to tell our kids that going to the bar ain't right. It's up to teach our kids that living together is not right. that homosexual's not right. It's up to me and you to teach our kids. Now listen to me, what they do when they get grown, me and you can't control. Look at David. We talked about him this morning in Sunday school. Look at David. Did every one of his sons turn out to be great? Look at Absalom. Absalom wanted to kill his own daddy. One of his other sons raped his half-sister. We're talking about a man after God's own heart. Well, what makes you think your kids is perfect? Hey, man, old me, awful quiet real quick. Well, my kids would never do that. You better look in the mirror and think bad real quick. Your kids may not be what you think they are when they're not around you. But let's go on. The devil preaches that what God said about have no fellowship, well, preacher, it's all right if you'll go to the bar tonight and come preach in the morning. Preacher, you may as well stop. I don't even know who's playing in the playoffs this afternoon, but I know they are playing. Preacher, you may as well stop and get you a few beers and watch the ball game this afternoon. Well, matter of fact, preacher, why, you got a big screen television. Yes, I have. Why don't you just bring your big screen up here and put out the fellowship, or better yet, just bring it in here for the Super Bowl. And you furnish the beer. Lord help. Come out from among them, be ye separate, saith the Lord. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to tell you that there's anything wrong with watching a ball game. There's not. There's nothing wrong with going fishing. There's not. But Lord help us when we go fishing with the cooler full of beer with us. Amen. The devil preaches that what God said about people going to hell is not true. Psalms 9 and verse 17 said the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Is America headed to hell today? You better bet they are. Is our leaders forgot God? You better bet they have. As most of the churches in this country forgot God, they have. But thank God there's still a few. There's still a few that ain't afraid to stand on the book, the blood, and the blessed hope. There's a few that's not afraid to look for the blessed return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's few that's not afraid. Well, I may go to jail. Well, glory to God, I read it. Paul and Silas went to jail thousands of years ago for preaching the gospel. So what's different? When they was writing this book that we've got, they was people put to death to get it into an American language that me and you could be able to read it and understand it. People died for that. People went to jail for that. But yet, we say, well, our nation's all right. My kids is all right. I heard this man make this statement one time. His wife got saved, glorious boy born again. He said, well, I believe if she'd have died before she got saved, God would have made an exception on her part. She's such a good person. I said, no, sir. God don't make exceptions. God's got one plan, and it's His Son. The devil has convinced people, just do it this way. It'll be all right. Has God really said? I've got to go on. I've got to. The individual will not die if they sin. Look at verse 4. Chapter 3, verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Now, have God really said, you're going to die? Let me say, Adam and Eve didn't even know what that word meant. Adam was one of the smartest men, was the smartest man ever to live, but yet he didn't know what the word die meant. You gonna die? Let me say they died twice that day. Their fellowship with God was broken, then later on they died. They died. Their body laid down. But the devil's convinced people You go ahead and sin. You live any way you want to. You commit all the sins that you like. Listen to Galatians 6, 7 and 8. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. What are we sowing even as Christians? What kind? If I go out here and it seems like I can go in my garden, and I don't want grass to grow there, but grass always grow in my garden. But I can plant grass in my front yard, and the dog keeps it killed. But I can sure get the morning glories to grow. And all that kind of weeds, I can get them to grow. This one man told me one time, he said, what would you do without weeds? I said, hey, they're green, ain't they? But what I'm trying to get you to see is what you sow is what you reap. If I go out in my garden and plant grass seed's going to come up. I can't plant grass seeds and expect corn to grow. I believe with all my heart some of my health problems is because the way I lived my life. The things that I did. Remember we talked not too long ago about the evangelist who was an alcoholic, who drank anything he could get his hands on. God gloriously saved him. He loaned thousands to the Lord. But his stomach was eat up because of the alcohol he drank. He said, God, give me a new heart. He didn't give me a new stomach. What am I trying to say? We reap what we sow. People say, well, preacher, did God really mean when he said, in Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord? The devil's saying, that ain't true. You're not going to die. You go ahead. You live any way you want. That's what the devil's teaching today. And people's grabbing it. People saying, it's all right, bless. Just live it up. Have fun. I didn't have fun until I got born again. Don't get me wrong, I rode with the motorcycle gang. I did this, I did that. I've been in the fights. I've been in all this stupid stuff. Wake up on Sunday morning, somebody say, didn't we have fun last night? And I say, I don't know. I don't remember. Glory to God, I can go home this morning and say, didn't we have fun this morning? Didn't God show up? Didn't the Holy Ghost just bless us? That's fun. Oh, go ahead and do. Go ahead and do whatever you want to. It'll be all right. How many of you remember Billy Jack? The movie, Billy Jack. How many of you remember the song at the end of it? Go ahead and cheat your neighbor. You can pay for it in the end. And all of them line up. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Billy Jack. I can tell you about everything that's going to happen in that movie. I liked it. But we're going to pay for everything that we do. Unless we let Jesus Christ pay for it. He's already paid for it. All we've got to do is accept. Don't get me wrong. What Billy Jack was doing in that movie was good. He was taking up for those kids. He was taking up for that school. I'm not putting down on the movie. That ain't what I'm trying to do at all. But what I'm trying to get you to see is what you do, you have to pay for. Well, my kids. Let's go on. The devil teaches you don't have to. Ezekiel 18 and verse 20. Listen at this now. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. Me and you are responsible for our children until they get grown. We're to teach them right from wrong. But after they get grown on their own, we can't control what they do. But what am I trying to get you to see? We got to stand in front of God and give an answer for the way we raise our kids. Me and you as a church has got to stand in front of God and give an answer for the way we raise our kids. I'm talking about church. I got to stand in front of God and give an answer for every message that comes out from behind this pulpit. Whether it comes out of my mouth, whether it's a Brother John. Brother Johnny's got to give an answer, but I got to give an answer why I let Johnny preach if he's not preaching the Word. Now, don't get me wrong. I know Johnny's going to preach the Word. Why do you think that before I let somebody behind that pulpit, I pray and I seek God's guidance? And then sometimes I'll even ask other people what you know about this young man. And notice something I said there about this young man. You won't see a woman behind this pulpit preaching. Amen, old me. Got awful quiet real quick. The devil preaches the opposite. Many people have believed the message of the devil only to find out they've been deceived. In the last part of Genesis chapter 3, we won't read it from 16 to 24. You'll read that man had to pay by the sweat of his face, that the woman had to pay by giving birth. You asked any of these ladies in here to give birth. It's not been easy. And it says that you'll be subject unto your husband. Read it. It's in Genesis chapter 3. Because you're the one that's... And I'm not trying to pick on women. I'm just giving you what the Word of God says. And then it told the serpent, you'll crawl upon your belly all the days. God even cursed the earth because of me and you. But I want you to think about something. The angels fail. God didn't give them a redemption change. Man failed. God give him a redemption change. It's called Jesus Christ. Why do you think Satan tried to destroy Adam and Eve's children? Remember Cain and Abel? What happened? He said, well, I think the lion's going to come through Abel. So if I kill Abel, what he didn't know, Seth. The lion was coming through Seth. Notice all through history, the Jews, the devils tried to kill him. He's not going to succeed. He's not going to succeed. First of all, because they're God's chosen people. The second reason, Christ had to come out of the lineage. And he did. And glory to God, one of these days, the Jews are going to turn back to Christ. In one day, the whole nation's going to turn back to Christ. You say, preacher, how can that be? I don't know. God can do that. I can't. The devil's saying, Iran, Russia, you can wipe Israel off the map. You go ahead and you attack them. You can wipe them off. America saying, Israel, you better do this, you better do that. We better be careful. You say, preacher, I don't like this kind of preaching. I'm still in the Bible. Let's go on. I'm really hurrying. I really am. Listen at Proverbs 13 and 5. It says, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressor is hard. The devil teaches, have fun. Notice the commercials on a football game or basketball game or whatever. They'll be drinking. The male models will be there. You know. The female models will be there. And everything's all happy and glory. They don't show that man in the street. They don't show that man with a needle in his arm. They don't show that man or that woman that's wrecked their vehicle or their family has left because of that alcoholism or that drug. They don't show all that. Or they don't show that one night stand that turns into AIDS. Or they don't show that one incident in the back seat of a car that turns into a baby. You say, preacher, I'm being honest. Think about our young people. They got to hear. They've got to be separate. They got to be different. They need to be pure. Lord, help. Devil tells them not to do that today. They're odd today. Did you know that? They're made fun of at school today because they're Christians. Did you know that? Lord, help us. The devil's saying, go ahead, have a good time, it'll be all right. No, it won't. No, it won't be all right. Lord, help us. The devil wants you to believe that individuals can save themselves. Look at verse 5. For God doeth know that in the days you eat thereof that your eyes shall be opened and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Oh, you're going to be as gods. You can say you'll be all right. In the end, everybody's going to heaven. How many's heard that? The devil says you'll be all right. You just do what you want to do, you'll be all right. Jesus still says you must be born again. Whosoever. Well, the devil will teach you the church don't care about you. Nobody cares about you. God don't care about you. I don't care what's going on in your life. Nobody really cares about you. Well, there's one that really cares. Some of your friends or so-called friends can put on a show. But thank God I've got some Christian friends now that I really believe cares. Like Sunday night, as most of you know, our furnace quit working. Well, I come on to church, and it was smoking before we come. So Angie wouldn't come to church. She's afraid her house was going to burn down. I said, praise the Lord, let it burn. But we went back home after church, Johnny and his family. Now, his family had, or kids had to go to school the next day. But they drove all the way to Shelby. We got down. We prayed for our furnace while we was in here. And I'm bragging on God. I'm not bragging on Johnny. Listen to me now. We prayed for our furnace. Prayed God to touch it. We got home, flipped on the switch, and guess what? Our heat ain't stopped since last Sunday night. God's give us heat. But what I'm trying to get at, we had friends that would drive to Shelby just to try to help us get our furnace fixed. It used to be if I had beer or drugs, they might come to claim to try to fix it. But when the beer or the drugs run out, it's gone. Thank God that God puts true friends in your life. The old devil will convince you they're not your friends. Now, don't get me wrong. Not everybody that comes to church is a Christian. Not everybody that sings in the choir is a Christian. Not everybody that preaches the gospel is a Christian. But the ones that's been blood washed, born again, is a child of God. Does that make us perfect? Makes us saved. Makes us going to heaven. Makes us one of these days we're going to be perfect. We're going to heaven. Glory to God. I'm really trying to hurry. I really am. I know it's getting late. The devil wants people to think you can become his gods. Ain't that what Islam's teaching today? If they can come in here and kill all us Christians, they get a high place as a god. That's what they're teaching. What's Satan telling Eve here? Preacher, you're saying Islam's of the devil? Yes, I am. I don't like that, preacher. Jehovah Witness is of the devil. Mormons. Preacher, I don't like that. I wouldn't say, if it don't believe in Jesus Christ, amen. If it don't uplift that's Jesus right. Christ, it's a cult, and it has nothing to do with God. Right, amen or oh me, I may not get to preach no more. Isaiah 64:6 says, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are filthy rags, and all we do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, and all our and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Psalms 51:5. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin doeth my mother conceive me. Romans 3:12. They're all gone out of the way. They're all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. That includes me and you. We don't do good. You know the only thing that's good about any of us in here? Is Jesus Christ. Is Jesus Christ. One more verse. Isaiah 53 and verse 6 says, all we have like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus went to a cross because me and you, our righteousness would send us to hell. Today, when God looks at me and you, if we've accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ in each one of us. The old devil's telling us, said, go ahead and do it. It'll be all right. God's saying, don't. Come to his Son. For us that's saved, he's saying, listen to Jesus. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to him. You say, well, how will the Holy Ghost lead me? I'm glad you ask. It'll always be with the Word of God. He'll never lead any of us in here to do anything against the Word of God. Well, preacher, the Word of God told me that I should do this to my mom and dad. My Bible says honor thy mom and dad. Well, it says father and mother. Well, my Bible tells me I shouldn't correct my children. You got a different Bible than I got. My Bible says I need to do this. God's Word will lead us to Jesus Christ and the cross every time. Does that mean that along the way, I'm not going to stumble? There's a song, and it's an old song. God made the bridge, but he made it wide enough that he could pick me up when I fail. Listen to me. Devil wants me and you to go out of these doors and live for him. God's saying, I saved your soul. I own you. Now let me say something some of you's not going to like. You either belong to Satan or you belong to God. You belong to Satan or you belong to God. Well, preacher, I live for God on Sunday. That's enough. Can't do it. Can't do it. My Bible says sweet water and bitter water don't come out of the same faucet. You can't serve two masters. You can't do it. Who are you serving? Are you listening to the message that the devil's preaching to you? Are you listening to the message that Jesus preached? What's the message that Jesus preached? I love you. I love you.
Amen.
Father, forgive them.
Yes.
For they know not what they do.
Yes.
For whosoever will, Father, I'll sample.
Amen.
Father, they can come to me, come to you by me. Because of what I did on the cross. But yet people would rather listen to Satan and say, I'll take my chances. I'll take my chances. How many of you know who Darwin, is that how you say his name? Darwin. How many of you know who he was? He was the one at evolutionist. On his dying bed, you want to know what he says that you never hear anything about? I was wrong. There's a God. There's a God. You never hear that. You say, preacher, I've been saved. I know that. But I'm not living for God. I believe with all my heart, and I'm speaking from experience, you're the most miserable person in this room. If you're not living for God and you're saved, you're miserable. You ain't happy in the world. You're not happy in church. You don't fit in out there. You don't fit in here. But oh, when you're where you're supposed to be with God. I know we're a bunch of sinners in here. Every one of us in here makes mistakes. But there's something about being around them old bunch of sinners that's saved by grace.
Amen.
There's something about that. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, dear God, I know this message was unusual today, but I know with all my heart, Lord, it's what you give me. Lord, I know that we can't listen to Satan's message. Satan's message will lead us wrong. It'll teach us wrong. We'll do wrong. But Lord, when we listen to you, oh, dear God, what a joy it is.